Power is still out across much of southern Louisiana today as communities clean up after Hurricane Lily. National Guardsmen are directing traffic, and curfews were enforced last night. Beyond the short-term headaches caused by spoiled food and fallen trees, scientists warn that hurricanes have become more destructive in modern times because of coastal erosion. NPR's John Burnett reports from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Hurricanes aggravate a process that is already well underway in the bays and bayous of coastal Louisiana. The Gulf of Mexico is slowly, very slowly, gobbling away the nation's largest wetlands in the lower 48 states. As director of the Center for Ecology and Environmental Technology at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, Dr. Robert Twilley is the keeper of the statistics. He sits in a bench on campus, which is littered with tree limbs blown down by yesterday's tempest. Each year, Twilley says, Louisiana shrinks by at least 20 square miles, an erosion rate that's less than what it was 30 years ago, but still a cause for deep concern.
I used to lecture in my class with 300 students that during the time of that lecture, we lost enough wetlands comparable to that room that we were that was holding the lecture. So it is a massive sort of amount that it's very hard to comprehend when you think about it.
The culprits are well known. First, the Mississippi River is so channeled and levied that it's not permitted to flood naturally, which would deposit sediments and continually rebuild the vast delta that comprises most of South Louisiana. Second, shipping and oil field canals allow salt water to intrude in the marshes, which kills the grasses. Third, the whole region is slowly sinking owing to its geology. And last, because of global climate change, the water level is inching up. The effect of all of this becomes more pronounced when high wind and waves strike the coastline, as happened during Hurricane Andrew 10 years ago and yesterday.
So if you take into account the fact that water is rising and land is sinking, then the same storm, you know, that hit in 1992 hits in 2002 has a much greater impact.
One reason is because in a big storm, wetlands, along with barrier islands, serve as natural protection. They act as physical buffers to drain wave energy from hurricanes. There's a network of scientists in South Louisiana that is aggressively studying coastal erosion and trying to come up with solutions. They're assembling a huge proposal to build river diversion structures along the Mississippi to recharge the wetlands with fresh water. The project could cost as much as $14 billion in federal money, twice as much as the plan to restore the Florida Everglades. But Twilley says Louisiana's wetlands are twice as big as Florida's. And he says after every hurricane, researchers hear from Louisiana coastal residents who've noticed conditions worsening just in their lifetime.
They travel along these same highways year after year after year, and they realize it takes less and less of a southeast wind before those roads begin to flood. It takes less and less of a storm before they start seeing water in their yard. They can see it over time, and they're the ones that can really tell you about vulnerability as we start losing our coast, and that's what's at risk here.
Hurricanes are not all bad for the coast. In addition to helping hardware stores, they wash sediments inland, which can actually fertilize and enrich the marsh grasses. But with a fragile, stressed coastline like Louisiana's, Robert Twilley says hurricanes do much more harm than good. John Burnett, NPR News, Lafayette.